Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And coming up here today, we have a very special guest in studio and pleased to have him. Perfect timing, actually, with the new school year starting. And it's Kansas State University President Richard Myers. Sir, we appreciate having you in here today. Thank
Brandon,
you.
Brandon, great to be on. Thank you.
Well, lots going on here. And first of all, are you excited to start this new school year?
Really excited. And it's this week before classes start that you can start to feel the energy building. The marching band's in practice all week. They're going through their boot camp, and you can hear them all over campus as their ensembles practice, as they work on their music. It's just it's awesome.
And, you can hear them on this side of town.
Yeah, I mean it's I mean that tells you that, hey, things are getting back to what we would call normal, I guess. As opposed to the abnormal, not a lot of people in town, and you can find a parking space. I give up parking spaces. They have students back here anytime.
Yeah, there's this just kind of a certain vibe to
being a man. Oh, it's a great vibe. It's why I stayed here after I was the interim for a while. The vibe is like no place else on earth, actually.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people are excited because what we saw last year was very unusual, and now we come into a new school year. COVID-19 is still here, and it's you know, we got the Delta variant. It's been going up and down here, and it's gone up again. How do you feel right now about the university's mitigation efforts to date and kind of the subsequent plan you have in place for the fall?
Well, I think we showed in the last year and a half that if we follow the CDC guidance and with the help of our medical professionals here on campus and the county and the city and the state, that we can mitigate the impact of this particular virus. And so we were never on campus a super spreader location for the virus up to this point. And we think the mitigation efforts that we have in place are going to help us get through this fall in a much more normal setting. Right now, we do require masks indoors when you're on campus. But we think that's temporary, and we're going to follow the CDC guidance. If Riley County's cases go down to less than high or substantial, then we'll back off that mask mandate. And we're trending that way. We'll just have to see how that trend continues. The best thing anybody can do, of course, in the community to get us back to normal is to get vaccinated. That's how we get back to normal. But I think the efforts we've taken to date are gonna hopefully get us there.
As far as vaccines are concerned, you know, some businesses we've seen and even some colleges have announced vaccine mandates for staff and students. What would it take, in your opinion, for something like that to occur here at K-State, if at all?
Well, it would take a change in the Kansas law, because the last legislative session they put in statute that we can't mandate a COVID vaccine. So that hampers us, I think, because we mandate a lot of other vaccines, right, to come to campus, other diseases. But it didn't say anything about masks. It didn't say anything about testing. So we're going to have to consider how we do masking, what kind of testing we require, and we're working through those protocols right now. This last week, when folks were coming and checking in the residence halls, if they didn't have proof of vaccination, then we tested, and if they were positive, they had to go into isolation. If they were negative, they could proceed on, but there'll be testing protocols for those folks in residence halls yet to be determined on how the frequency of that. But we want to keep our residence halls in particular, which are pretty dense living, and our, of course, our classrooms and so forth, free from this virus. So some things yet to be developed, but we can't mandate a vaccine. I wish we could. I think if we could, we would. I mean, that's the one sure way to beat this pandemic, when you think about it, across the country. And the fact that we only got a little over 50% of the country vaccinated is the reason it keeps spreading.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know what the vaccination rate is at Kansas State. I know at one point I think it was pretty high. It was close to 70, if I'm not mistaken.
I think our students are over 80%. So hats off to the students. They're taking care of themselves, and they're taking care of the rest of us by getting the vaccine. For faculty and staff, the number is a little bit lower. Overall, if you combine it for the university, we're probably over 70%. I haven't really actually seen that number, but if I'm just doing this in my head, I think we're probably over 70%. So we're getting there. And we just announced some some incentives for folks to get vaccinated. They're pretty good incentives, and they also, people can apply even if they've been vaccinated. They can put their name in the hat for these prizes, and they're pretty substantial prizes. And I think that's either been announced or will be announced here soon, what those prizes are. And we hope that will get people to get the shot. That's the key. If we get the shot, then we have a pretty normal year. Economic activity in Manhattan will be near normal. If we don't, if it keeps spreading, if cases keep going up, if we overwhelm our hospital at Via Christi, it's at max capacity right now, or perhaps past max capacity for COVID cases, then we're in real trouble.
Hmm. Yeah, we're speaking with K-State President Richard Myers here on In Focus. You know, you talked about the masks here, and that you think that's going to be temporary. Is there an end date on that right now for the mask requirement?
No, we're looking at the CDC has to take Raleigh County out of the high or substantial category of case increases, cases per 100,000. And we started out in high. I think we're at substantial now. We got to see where the trend goes. Okay. If we can stay substantial or lower, then we can remove that temporary mandate.
All right. I think a lot of people would like to see that, obviously, and you mentioned vaccine is the key to getting rid of that. That said, here with students on campus, we talked totally different vibe here. You got to be pleased to have them back here, considering what we had last year with all online learning.
Oh yeah, I mean they're really excited. I've talked to 20, 30 freshmen that are just brand new to campus. And they are so excited to be here, so excited to get started, and happy to be in Manhattan. If they're not from here, they're going to come to love this community, and that's what we want to see. That's what we're trying to get done.
Well, and as far as pivoting here, if you have to pivot, I think we saw last year that K-State can easily adapt to online learning, if distance learning, if necessary, and I don't think probably anything's changed there.
Brandon, I think the word easy might apply going forward. I don't think it applies to what we had to do in the spring of 2020. A lot of the curriculum was not designed to be in a virtual format, and there was a lot of technology that had to be utilized that maybe professors or teachers hadn't utilized before. So it was a massive effort to pivot to online virtual learning. It was a huge effort by our faculty and our staff, and my hats are off to them for, they made it look easy. It's like Michael Jordan. He makes basketball look easy, but it's because he works really hard when he's not on the court, right? When he's not in the public eye. That's what applies to our faculty and staff and everybody at K-State to make that work. And I think we did make it look easy. It wasn't perfect. We got better in the fall. In the spring, this fall, we're ready for whatever eventuality. What we're focused on is getting students to graduation, get them through the pipeline, transfer a lot of knowledge, give them a great experience here at Kansas State University. And hats off to our faculty, staff, for working that really hard and making it happen.
All right. And President Richard Myers joining us here on In Focus. Just a reminder, we're not taking phone calls here this hour. I have a lot of questions here and a lot of ground we want to cover here with the president. So we want to just remind our listeners that. We're going to take a quick time out, and we're going to talk about some of the other things going on here in the news. There's a lot going on at K-State, so we'll do that right after this on News Radio KMAN.